Good morning. It is 11:33. Yes, 11:33. On what is it? This is Thursday, March 13th, 2025. Here in the High Plains, east of Rocky Mountains, Greeley, Colorado, mostly sunny. There's a few clouds hanging around. There's one band of clouds off to the northwest. It's looking interesting. This one looks like a very long lenticular cloud over the mountain, so there must be some sort of wind coming in from the west. It's a lovely morning. It's a little cirrus cloud action going on. Way up tall, way up high there. And 60-ish. 59, 58, 60, there's a breeze that's kind of chilly when it's blowing. I'm protected from it down in the neighborhood now, but it's pretty nippy. Trying to keep my pace up. I got stuff to do this afternoon, which kind of helped get me out. I have time to go home and get some lunch. And then I'm going to pop a chicken in the oven to roast this afternoon. I've got taxi duty. I've got to take a kid to an appointment from 2 to 3. It'll be 3:15 before I get back. But I can get the chicken going. And I won't have much to deal with at dinner time, which is key time. So yeah, last couple of days did not go as well as I had hoped or had planned. Yesterday was a dead day. I had like 4 or 5 hours sleep, and I just couldn't. I had trouble dragging myself just around the house. The day before that was upper body day. I had to do the grocery shop, and it was a lot bigger than I expected. By the time I got back, I was like, oh God, no. This ain't happening. It was happening, but be that as it may. Quiet, except for a few cars here and there. It's pretty quiet. Hear a jet off in the distance. Don't even hear any birds. I was keeping an eye open for sprouts, for spring flowers. There are a few green noses sticking up in places where I know that there are bulbs lurking underground. But so far, no daffodils, no paper narcissus, no hyacinth. A little green grass on these tufts here. Most of the trees, these aspens, the aspens have catkins on them. That's a good sign. Most of the trees around here just barely budded. Given that it's March, not February, which is what I almost said a minute ago. Given that it's March, I would have expected a little more. Well, trying to keep a 21-minute mile and it's not working. I'm gonna have to take it easy here a little bit. Which means I have to find more things to talk about. I'm reading Stefan Morse, Continue Online. I think I was reading it. In fact, I know I was reading it when I talked to you the last time. I'm into book three. Book three moves away from the familiar game and into a new game in a very interesting way, in a very interesting shift. I'm really looking forward to getting a little more into this book. I'm reading very slowly this month, very slowly. A large part because a lot of my reading time is being taken up by Enshrouded. Yes, it's true. I need to spend a little quality time with my bass and develop it a little more. I finally got some decent building blocks. This guy doesn't know where he's going. He thought he was coming in here. He wasn't. He was going up to the stop sign here. I have Pink Floyd running in my head because it was the last thing on Pandora before I shut it off and went radio silent. Comfortably numb. And perhaps I am a little bit numb, comfortable or otherwise. But I'm intrigued by Morse as a writer. He does a good job. With Lit RPG in particular, you sort of have to have a damaged main character who tries to redeem himself through the game. And the first two books played very closely to that trope. And it was very well done. I particularly like the first book. Where... waiting for this truck. Where the main character had to pretend to be somebody else. And the hijinks ensued. It was quite engaging. Book two was a bit darker. To be fair, none of this is particularly light reading. There's a lot of dark to it, but there's also a fair amount of humor, a fair amount of self-deprecation. It works very well. I'm enjoying it, just not more than playing Enshrouded. I will burn out on Enshrouded eventually. I have to send out a newsletter in a couple of days and confess my sins to the fans, because I have not yet written what I had intended to write by this time this month. Which isn't to say I can't recover, but I can't recover if I'm playing Uncharted all the time. It's one of those things. It's like, you have to pick one. I read or write or play or sleep. Even meals have been quick and mostly curtailed. Although, in my own defense, my chore for the household, in addition to doing my own laundry and cleaning up whoever left laundry ahead of me so that I can get mine done, is dinner. A lot of nights, it's me against dinner. What am I going to fix tonight? Well, tonight, I'm going to make a chicken. Okay, I usually buy a pack of chicken thighs and do something like tetrazzini or curry or something like that. But when I went shopping, it was pretty slim pickings. I was surprised. I shouldn't be, because millions of birds have been killed off because of bird flu. One of the main reasons egg prices are so high. $12 a dozen at my grocery store. $1 a piece. Coming up on it. Get ready, stay with me. Monk Boost. So I got a whole chicken this week. We'll cook it up. We'll have roast chicken and mashed potatoes for dinner. Maybe make some gravy. And I'll use the leftover stock and bones and stuff to make soup tomorrow. I made beef stew last night. It's always a family favorite. Beef and barley stew in the Instant Pot is, everybody likes to eat it, and other than the prep time, which is, feels like never ending, it works out really well for me too, because then I put it in the pot and turn on the pot and walk away for an hour and a half, and it comes up done and delicious. I still can't taste it, but they tell me it's delicious. It's a nice day. Yeah, this poplar, I think it's a poplar, I don't think it's an aspen, might be, with a great long cactus hanging off the sunny side of the tree and barely budded on the north side. Could have been a mistake. Didn't quite get all the way up onto the curb with that last step there. Whoops. Oopsie. Ooh, hello, little chipper dirt. little sparrows hiding in the rather dead looking lilac bushes. The Russian sage looking skeletal. Nothing but the little white sticks sticking up. I wonder if those are actually buds. No geese. No major bird. It's just too late in the day. It's, or too early in the day, depending on your point of view, I suppose. Midday isn't a really bird active time of day. It's a little chippery. So anyway, what makes Enshrouded so engaging? It has a very nice progression skill set. And an almost insidious way of prompting you to keep doing harder and harder things to get the protection and weapons you need to do the harder things in order to get the better protection and better weapons. And about the time you get them, when you get all the pieces in place so that everything can work together, then they dangle a new set of carrots in front of you. There's always something just around the corner. There's something you can't make yet because you need to go collect this, that, or the other thing to make the workbench that allows you to craft the thing you need to do. And it goes on and on and on. But it's fun. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it a great deal. Moving up into the higher levels is always satisfying. I'm almost at level cap. Like, I got only 10 more levels to go before I'm maxed out. I was going to get these shoes and get them resold for the season. It's not too late. I could do it, wear my boots for a week or so. That would work. Probably should wear my boots for the hiking anyway. Ah, hello, Hawk. Who are you? Short tail. Soaring nicely. Red shoulder, perhaps. Grass is greening up alongside the sidewalk nicely. You see little tufts of green, 8-10 feet into the park. It's probably more. Dry mouth is a killer. The willow sisters are brilliant yellow this morning. probably partly the light, partly the season, but against the backdrop of all the gray cottonwoods, they're quite a sight. It'll be budding up soon, probably. I'm not seeing much budding action here on the crabapple trees. Not on the big ones, anyway, not those. The little ones don't seem to be doing much either. What about that one? Now that one's got a few green tips on it, so it's coming along. Oh, and these big ones, these big crabapple trees have got green tips all over. They'll be blossoming soon, I think. I'm almost back, which is good because I'm almost done. That's what I get for not staying with it on a regular basis. This is something I need to address. I need to really need to put a higher priority on walking, downgrade the priority on enshrouded, and who knows, maybe even do a little writing. What the hell? I got a book to write. I'd like to have it done before Christmas. Be that as it may. Yeah, I made it back before noon. Just barely, but this is as good as a mom. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.